And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
We're good.
All right, Arsenio Hall, good morning, sir.
How are you, man?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you.
We were just talking yesterday about Bill Clinton playing saxophone on your show, so it's kind of cool timing because Hillary Clinton is actually in Kansas City today, and I thought, oh, that's cool that we have him on the show because I bet Arsenio Hall knows the Clintons fairly well.
Absolutely. I know everybody in the mix this time. Hillary. Now, Hillary is where today?
She's in Kansas City. She's speaking at a convention here today, the National Baptist Convention.
You got to be careful because you know she lies, right?
Is that right?
She lies.
Might not really be there. You know, when you hear a story from Brian Williams about Hillary Clinton, you don't know what to believe.
And she coughs, too, apparently.
And you know I know Donald Trump. I mean, oh, boy. Boy, have opinions changed since I won Apprentice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I was the first black person to win Celebrity Apprentice. I was like the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice. And now my old boss wants to build a fence around Jackie Robinson. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You wouldn't
a
be allowed on the show now.
A giant wall around February so there's never a Black Awareness Month again. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, man. Isn't it funny how your life has like touched everything that's come around these days? You know, it all comes full circle.
Yeah, it's real cool. You know, you all were, in all seriousness, you were talking about the saxophone and Bill Clinton being on the show and everything. It's so cool to have been a part of that. And when you're listening to political pundits on MSNBC or CNN, and they start talking about Jimmy Fallon slow jamming the news with Barack Obama, and your name slides in there in those conversations because the whole way you run for the highest office in the land kind of changed when Bill Clinton came on and messed around a little bit, had on my glasses and my tie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Played a couple songs with the posse. And it's interesting because back in the day, you know, you campaigned on Sunday morning. You went places and you talked on Sunday morning. And now it's crazy. You got to do Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed to win presidency.
Yeah, back then it was Meet the Press and now it's MTV. Hmm. It's completely different.
As a matter of fact, you hit it right on the head. I was just looking at a cartoon because when he came on my show back then, he also went and did an MTV town hall because he realized, hey, I got to go after this younger demo, number one, and I got to go after it in different and unique ways.
And that was the Boxer's Briefs question.
Cartoon that I saved it because I thought it was so cool, and it was how to become president. And there were just little things like, you know, get arrested, go on Arsenio, and it was just like this really cool cartoon. I think the most interesting thing about the whole situation is Hillary came up with the idea of Bill coming on my show.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of people know. A lot of people think it was Stephanopoulos or different people in the mix, but Bill Clinton told me that it was Hillary's idea, and she, like, turned to him one night and, you know, and said, why don't you go on Arsenio? And, and you know, that's how Hillary sounds at one point.
Yeah.
But you don't know I'm apart when it's really late. And I can't wait. Everybody wants Hillary to be the first female president. I can't wait for Bill to be the first male first lady.
Yeah.
First lady Bill is what I think would be interesting. This is a hard election for comedians because, you know, comedians are Republicrats. We vote for what's funniest.
For right. Sure, right.
You know, who's going to give us the best jokes for 4 years?
Yep.
And this is so interesting because Bill, as the first lady, I mean, you know, he used to get in trouble when he had a job. Imagine him back in the White House with no job. You know, it's going to be nuts. But, you know, I was joking about Hillary's voice. That cough is kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. The cough gate.
That's really what it is. You can't even cough no more. I mean, you know, doesn't the guy in the Green Party smoke weed and eat Chiba Chews? Don't nobody mess with his cough. You know, but I think it's cool that Hillary and Bill sounded exactly the same this week. They both had that kind of thing.
Are
you guys coming to the show? You got to come to the show, please.
Yeah, you got two tomorrow night and then two Saturday at the Improv, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
And I'm begging, if you don't come, I will bring the joke to your house. I'm like Domino's. I will come back.
When's the last time?
Could I ask you all two questions?
Yeah, please.
Okay, where can I eat at 1 a.m. near the airport?
Oh, near the airport.
Oh, near the airport.
Yeah, because my assistant said, you know, he looked at me and he sincerely said, dog, it's all about the Waffle House at 1 a.m.
Well, that's true. There is a Waffle House up there.
I like waffles. Don't get me wrong. I like chicken with my waffles. But,
yeah, can't we find him something better than Waffle House at 1 in the
morning?
Yeah,
I know. Unfortunately, the airport in this town isn't by anything. It's up there all by itself.
There's got to be some barbecue you can find at 1 in the morning.
Oh, I guarantee. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll drive because, you know, when I travel, I mean, you want to eat the things that are great in certain places, and all I hear about is the ribs.
Right.
In Kansas City, so
you know it.
I can't, and I hear about the ribs, and then do you ever notice that so many people, you say, you tell them where you're going this weekend, and then the next day they say, enjoy Kansas, and I'm like, yo, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not Toto. I said Kansas City.
Yeah. Somebody smart enough to know.
People get really confused.
It's true.
Well, we're just so good. We had to divide it over two states, that's all. It was just too much goodness for one state.
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful word.
That's right. That's right.
First word in Kansas City. It's a beautiful word.
We need you back on TV, Arsenio. We need you back for this election. Come on. Can we make that happen somehow?
Well, hey, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. It has been fun. The election has been fun, but there are a lot of people on TV dealing with it. So I get to sit back and watch like y'all.
Well, you do.
I appreciate that.
You
man.
Have another movie coming out. You got a cameo in the new Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, Adam. Adam's doing something. He wrote a screenplay about this agent manager that we all knew in this town back in the day, and. There were a lot of funny things. It's based on this real guy's life, and he was in Hollywood for many years, and Adam's gonna play him, and I've had run-ins with this guy, so he called me one day and said, I'm gonna write you into this movie, and he's gonna write me into that movie. We actually finished shooting. I finished shooting some of my parts yesterday. It's amazing. Adam Sandler has such goodwill from comics in Hollywood. I saw 28 stand-up comics that I love on this list of people that were coming just for this final scene. Mm. And, I mean, it was everybody from Conan O'Brien to Norm MacDonald, just so many funny guys. David Spade was leaving when I was coming one day. And just so many funny, funny people. So that's going to be good. And you know what? You know how this town is. It's changing. And it's becoming a Netflix town. Mm-hmm. This is my first project with Netflix, you know. A while back, you know, it's Sony and Paramount. Now everything's Netflix. And it's going to be interesting. So that's fun. And I just did this crazy, fun summer show. A music show on ABC called Greatest Hits. We did six episodes of that led to it was like a contest to vote on your favorite era of music, which was right up my alley because, you know, we went back and did a lot of people that I had kind of put into the mix back in the day, like Boyz II Men, and we came forward to, you know, Meghan Trainor and Zendaya, and it was a great summer. So I'm having a good time for an old guy.
Well, man, it's funny. You know, we talked to Rob Schneider, who played the same room that you're going to this weekend a couple weeks ago. We had him on the show, and he was filming his part of the Adam Sandler film. So I'm sure he was there in the mix.
That's another name on that list.
Yeah.
It's amazing because if I called, you know, 50 funny guys, you know, 47 of them would hang up. and Rob would be one of them. But everybody showed up for my man, and Rob is very funny in this. He's very funny. It's going to be good. Do you all have Netflix?
You bet.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
Hard.
I think it's kind of Netflix is like a cell phone now. You got to have it.
Yeah.
You was right. Right. I mean, my kids got to have it too.
Can't keep a kid off it. You got two kids?
Well, just one. Just 6-year-old. But man, she loves it. Everything she wants is at their fingertips. Right there. Boom.
Yep.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. It's a new day, dog.
I know. Right. Can't get them off the iPad. It's crazy.
There's something you didn't expect to hear this morning. It's a new day, dog.
I had to say Yeezy Season 4 earlier this morning, which is something I never thought I would say either. Yeezy Season 4.
Yeah. It's a new day, dog.
Hey, Arsenio Hall, man, we appreciate the time. Looking forward to you at the KC Improv this weekend at Zona Rosa. Thank you so much. It's great talking with you, and knock it out of the park this weekend.
Thank you, and don't bring your six-year-old.
I won't. Okay. Some good adult fun. You know it.
All right, we'll find you a place to eat tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me do this.
Sure.
You bet. Anytime, man. Anytime. Come back. We love you.
Right on. I'm even coming on your show when I go to Kansas.
Do it. We love it. Kansas, Missouri, we got you covered. All right, brother. We'll see you later.
Yes, sir.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.